scenes like behind the old line, soon as the QB say hype. It's big game, big game, analysis from.
Hey, what's going on, everybody, and welcome to Big Game Sports Buzz, where the sports fanatic and the pro athlete get together and talk about sports and everything else around it. I am Jay Stocks, the Buffner. Let's go. And of course, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the reason why we have the show, and it's called what it is, Big Game James. What up, dude?
Not much is happening. Hey, I don't think the intro ran, but it's okay.
It ran, just not, you know, it's all good. We're here. So that's the important piece. That's what's going on. So, you know, hey, I hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day. Oh my God, here we go with this. I'm so glad everyone had a great, I hope everyone had a good Valentine's Day and that you enjoyed your significant other or whomever it was. No judgment here.
Why did you just get loud, Valentine's Day, man?
Yeah,
I spent it at my son's basketball game.
I didn't get ultra loud. Oh, fuck.
I mean, whatever. We're not going through this right now. Hey, no, I watched my son's team put up like 91 points against his other team. That was, yeah.
Jeez.
It was cool.
He's a freshman.
Yeah, he's a freshman. So we're going out to celebrate Friday because we knew he had a game and everything else. So we'll celebrate
there
Friday.
There you go.
Let
you,
pay the hit and
you know, keep it spicy, keep it nice. That's what's up. Hey, make sure that you, before we get into all of the rest of this, and you know, for sure, make sure that you like, subscribe, and smash that bell so you know when Big Game Entertainment is on. And that's the deal. That's not an echo. Big Game Entertainment. Make sure you know when it's going up. Things are going to be moving and changing around. So you always want to make sure, though, that the content, when it comes on, you're there. You're commenting because we want to read your comments. We want to know what you're thinking, especially today. Look, Valentine's Day done, Super Bowl done, season officially. The football playing part is done for everybody. So everyone, all 32 teams are sitting on the couch as of right now. So. We can do that. So it should be fun.
Yo, that was a horrible. I mean, my bad. That was the lead. Oh wow. Oh, all right. We rusty. All right, let's go.
That was the lead, but yo, that's. It's all good, man. No, so that wasn't, but here is the lead. Hey, of course, we have four downs. This week, we're going to be talking about a lot of Super Bowl stuff, like Rihanna's halftime performance, horrible field conditions at the Super Bowl, NBA's unwritten rule, or rules, and of course, is Mahomes now amongst the greats? That's the real question. So let's get into the first one, man. Rihanna's halftime performance was marked with some, can we say, ooh, really's, some surprises. Really, one big surprise that I don't think most people knew was that she was apparently, as the old folks say, with child. Preggers.
Man.
So did it feel kind of awkward watching it? Like, I like her, but she pregnant.
This is my whole thing, Jay. She was moved. I was like, all right, I know she just had a baby, but that's a whole lot of puds going on for just having a baby. So I was like, yo, is Rihanna pregnant again? Like, somebody help me out before I say the wrong thing. I don't want to offend nobody because, you know, they quick to cancel folk nowadays, and we ain't even been established enough to get canceled yet. So I was like, yo, what the hell, man? Bro. What's going on? Please, please, please. Everybody's like, yeah, she pregnant. I was like, all right, that explains it.
Yeah.
I guess.
I was like, oh, she pregnant. And so, you know, the ladies in the house that came over to watch the game, they're like, nah, That's just baby fat. Like, nah. She had that baby like a year ago.
They called it baby
that's
fat?
That's and I'm not saying, yeah, that's what they says. Oh, it's baby fat. That's from the baby. Okay. The last one of this one. So, I mean, yeah, it was kind of weird. I won't say weird, just.
Well, she did a good job of keeping a secret, though, Jay. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they did a really good job of not letting
her know
what the hell was going on.
They did a hell of a job with it. It was kind of funny because some of the people in my party said, wow, her show was kind of modest, don't you think? I thought there would be more to it than this. And it wasn't coming from the dudes. This was coming from some of the ladies. They said it was a bit modest.
Almost. See, I wasn't impressed. It was to me. But now, bearing child, being pregnant, maybe you understand why. Now I understand why it was a lot more boring than I thought it should be. And someone said, no.
Right.
No. It was so graceful. Being suspended in the air almost 100 feet above the ground, going up and down and moving and did it. I was like, man, how much did you have to drive?
Right.
Okay, they did what they could for the situation they were in with her being pregnant. That's the way I look at it.
Sure.
But you know, if we were to do a top five Super Bowl performances, which we've done before, Rihanna not cracking top 10.
We have.
Yeah, she's not cracking top 10, bro.
Oh,
not
no. Even close. No. 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 Hey. I don't think she cracks the top 10.
Jay, I got some kickback,
be
dog.
Be careful.
No. She don't crack top
10. What's up?
Yeah, whatever. Fuck. She don't crack top 10 for that performance, bro. Sorry. I got a little kickback. I got a little, you know, the internet, people read tweets the way they want to read them. I just said, and I know you saw.
Sure.
I sent it to you. The face I made, I said, yo, this halftime performance was some bull. And I had a little poop emoji. And it was like, what you mean? You don't like Rihanna music? I said, time out, fool. I did not say Rihanna is some bull. I said the show.
Music. Yeah.
What's wrong with the people,
performance.
Man,
hey, you know, people are people. And that's part of kind of the issue, bro. It's you know, and part of that is, you know, you got to rate it. And people want to see something. They want to see something. And I mean, the crazy part is leading up to the performance, to the halftime performance, she wore less and like the pressers than she did at the halftime performance. Now, I know it's not a skin show. I get that. I understand she's you know, with child and all that. She's in a family way. But there could have been a lot more to it. I think there could have. There could have been a lot more to it. No. It was her and people dancing in some white coats in Arizona, which I was like, ain't that hot?
Yeah, that was hot. Unless they had the AC on and the roof open at the same time. I don't know. Somebody said, the internet's crazy. Somebody said she looked like a uterus and that was a bunch of sperms trying to swim and get in.
It looked like what? You're breaking up. It looked like some utes.
Hold on. No. I'm going to run it back since you missed it. They said that Rihanna looked like a uterus and the white coats
were the
stop. Man, don't shoot the messenger, bro. I've been dead laughing at the internet since the Super Bowl's been over. But needless to say, I threw this on here because I just wanted you to rate Rihanna's performance point blank. Because the Super Bowl halftime show has become another way for a lot of people to watch the Super Bowl. Man, I mean, the NFL's done their thing teaming up
with like
Jay-Z pick. It's an event to get people who don't really care about the game into watching the game to talk about what goes on at halftime. Like, but coming off the West Coast, bang, they did last week.
Yo, what up, Maddie? Yeah, it took me a minute to realize that it wasn't an old pregnant weight, but a new pregnant.
Yeah, new pregnant weight.
Right. That part, my dude. Yeah, it's the new. It's the new pregnant weight, my guy. So yeah, got another one coming. And
hey Jay, where do you rate
Cornell? Hey, glad to have you here. It was boring. Yeah, man.
Hey, Q,
I'm with you on that. You know what I'm saying?
You did right. It was kind of a sleeper.
It was.
Oh, that was I'm sorry about the second one. No, that didn't mean. But yeah, man, it was horrible, man.
Yeah, she was kicking her legs around a bit, but I mean, now hey, look, when she went down and did the wapty thing, I was like, oh.
The wapty. Oh.
But that lasts for about 2 seconds. And I was like, yeah, she like went to, you know, she went down, yeah, was doing the little, well, I can't do it, man.
It's all good. Now, please don't.
In Jamaican.
Bro. Don't do the buff nerd.
Yeah. Oh, the buff nerd.
Liquid means forward, gunshot means rewind.
That's it. That's the buff nerd. Well, I'm just saying, man, it's, nah, that's one that Jay Jigga could have, if she was pregnant, man, just let her be, man. Let her just go to the show, pick somebody else.
That's how
do you
I
think like. They knew that she was?
How long ago did they name Rihanna?
Before, it was too late. Because they had already started the promos?
I think so. I think when she took it, she didn't tell them. And then she, I could pull it off. And it was like, whoo, child, I'm real pregnant. Mm-mm, I don't know. I just, I don't know.
Lord. Damn. Like she walked up and down the runway. Man, look, let's get off of this before, you know, we do have some people on here like, oh, I can't believe y'all talking about Rihanna. I can't believe you talking about pregnant women. Why can't they dance?
It has nothing about like pregnant women dancing. All right. We're just talking about the Super Bowl.
We're talking about Rihanna. Speaking of the pregnant Rihanna.
Umbrella.
Yo, speaking of horrible, the field conditions.
Boy.
the field, we're moving on Turkey, we're moving on brother. Hey, look, the field conditions, man, it just seemed like as the game went on it got worse and worse and worse.
Hey Jay, did you hear how much money they spent on this grass?
I don't know, man.
Did you hear about how much money they spent on this
what
grass,
was the number?
This turf, so they supposedly grew some special grass that was of this crazy blend from this nursery there in Arizona. So they spent almost $800,000 on the field. And for the conditions to be the way they were, this is 2 years. Odell Beckham Jr. got hurt because of painted fields at SoFi, right? It's like, I'm over it, bro. Like, the NFL's got to do something to be better with the field. Like, they got to fix the conditions of what's going on. All the slipping and people coming up and footing, and you know what we know is the NFL with the Super Bowl. Quit putting that big ass shield in the middle of the field. It's too big. It's too much slipping going on, bro.
No, it wasn't. It's not only just the shield, but it's the whole Super Bowl logo though, like the LVII and all that. Like, but before too long, man, it's gonna go from the 20 to the 20 with this big Super Bowl logo thing, man.
Yeah, too much, hey, look, bro.
Go old school. Go old school, bro. Just have Super Bowl in the middle. That's all you need. Or just the number, right? In Roman numerals, have it in the middle. And then just have the stripes, right? The diagonal stripes with the team logo in the corners or whatever. But this man. Is it, how do you use a new field for the Super Bowl? Why do you think you got to set your slipped it?
They don't want the stage to sink on that new ass grass they put there.
My God, because they have had those issues.
Yeah, it was.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Why experiment before the big game? Test that stuff out during preseason. Man, look, that's a great, great, great suggestion to test it out before the season. But I mean, I just don't think NFL has that kind of foresight, man.
Arizona played on the field all year long. They didn't play well, but they played on that shit, right? Paint that, call it a day, keep it moving. You don't have to go grow no new, brand new New Zealand blend, grass blend. You know what I'm saying? Just go get a good old St. Augustine, Kentucky bluegrass. Can't play on St. Augustine. That's too rough. Get that Kentucky bluegrass.
That's too rough, bro.
Trim it down. cut it nice, go against the grain in one direction, with the grain between other, get that nice, pretty look to it, and go play. All this painting of the LVI and the NFL shield in the middle of the field, bigger than life, people just slipping and,
yeah,
and
they didn't
bust their ass. Ridiculous. Kyler Murray probably going to blame it on the field.
Yeah. I told y'all the field is bad in Arizona.
No. His throws, blame it. No, it's no, that's all Kyler and his former coach, Cliff. So that, yeah, blame it on that.
Cliff is in Thailand.
Yeah, right, I don't get this part. Living his best. I don't know. I think he's interviewing for some jobs right now.
Man, he said he was going to Thailand for a year, is what he said when he got fired.
I'm hearing his name though coming up. I'm hearing his name coming up in the OC.
Maybe he comes to Dallas, folks.
Shoot. Nope. We've already got ours.
Yeah, y'all got a
Schottenheimer.
Y'all got a fake coordinator for y'all's coach to do what he need to do.
Damn.
That's it.
All right. That's it.
We got a ghost coordinator.
Yeah,
coordinator in name only. And what's crazy is everyone knows that. So yeah, man. Yeah, that if I had to rate the field, not playing on it, but just looking at it, F minus.
Damn, that's a great
F minus. Well, no, D minus, because it did look pretty for a while.
It did look pretty. It's a party, party slippery.
It did look pretty. It was pretty. All right. Oh my gosh. All right.
Yeah, let's keep it moving.
So, let's get into this. Wait, let's see what caught you. Q, what'd you say here, man? Old school Texas Stadium turf, divots, rips in the turf, and uneven areas on the field. Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, man, you know, you just got to thank God more people didn't break legs on that goddamn field. That and the Philadelphia Veterans Stadium back in the
That's
day.
That's a fact.
That's straight playing on rug.
Oh, the vet?
Oh, my God. The vet was concrete.
Bro.
It was all to the back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Texas Stadium was, too. And it had a little bit of an incline on it. So, incline or decline, depending on
y'all
what
always know. Looking at Chiefs around.
But let's go ahead and let's get in this third down.
Yes, sir.
Shut up. NBA unwritten rule. The grenade rule and point fives. Tell me about this, man.
So this big article came out this week, man, and I know we mixing up NBA more stuff in here. So it's an unwritten rule, they said, that the NBA goes by, the grenade rule. So the grenade rule is if I get the ball late in the game or low in the shot clock, dribbling it around, and I'm supposed to just take the best shot at the end of it to so it doesn't hurt anybody else's field goal percentage. So if I'm dribbling the ball out, and it's getting deep into the shot clock. Like, we're up. We know we're going to win, but we just trying to dribble out, but you got to throw a shot up. If I throw the ball to you, Jay, and let you pull the pin, they say, I'm breaking the law. I've broke that unwritten rule to force you to shoot a ball that's going to hurt your shooting percentage. And the same thing kind of goes with the point fives. Don't get down to, like, the point five of the shot clock and then, you know, pass the ball to your teammate and make him force up a bad shot that's going to hurt his shooting percentage. So, you know, I read the article. I was hoping there was going to be more. You know, it was clickbait for real because it's the NBA's unwritten rules. I was like, oh, they're going to talk about some fight and some other stuff. And it's the grenade rule on some point five. Nah. But you see that all the time late in the game. And, you know, they said only ones that have been affected is rookies. Like, rookies, you can grenade a rookie, but you can't grenade a vet.
I mean, you know what's funny, though? You know what's funny that you say that?
What's up?
So, Kyrie and Luka finally get on the same court, right? And they're playing Minnesota. And how about neither one of them wants to take the shot? They keep passing it back to each other. And this is to win the game.
Right, right.
It's 121 to 124, and they both passing it back to each other. Now, I know that's not a grenade rule, right? But, dude, if one shot ruins your shooting percentage, your shooting percentage was already ruined. One shot ain't gonna do it. okay?
I'm gonna put the brakes on that
one. One shot.
You're right, Jay, but I think it came down to this. Kyrie wanted Luka to be, hey, take the shot. It's your team. It's go ahead. You go ahead and put it up. And I think at that point, he's not wrong for that. But once Luka gave it back, dog, go ahead and shoot that thing. Don't wait on it, man. Don't go back to him again and then go back to somebody. Because when Kyrie threw it to the guy, whoever it was, I forget who was in the paint, they weren't looking to get that ball to shoot it at all. I was like, come on, bro. They want. They thought he was going to shoot it. Grandizer, thank you for hitting that like button. And everybody that's out there, man, y'all please hit that thumbs up while you are watching us, man. We do appreciate that. We do appreciate it. Yeah, so I just think that's a good point. That's a good one, man. I mean, the unwritten rules is there. I'm sorry, man. I got to move this button. I got the button too close. So
you do.
Yeah, man.
You how about you move all the buttons? So, yo, make sure, again, that you like, subscribe, smash that bell. You can also catch us on Amazon, Spotify. Yeah, it's like that. You know what I'm saying? TikTok, we're all there. So make sure that you like us there, and you can listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Let's get into this fourth down, because I'm actually really interested in this.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to move.
A lot of talk.
I'm going to move this like Dak Prescott moved the chain. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's been a lot of talk about Mahomes now being amongst the greatest. I don't get it, bro. It's just anyway. So, two Super Bowls wins, right? Every AFC championship since he started. Two MVPs and two Super Bowl MVPs.
I don't know if he deserved it.
People are ready to put him in the same realm as Brady, Montana, Young. Are we ready to put him there? They're ready to put him in top three quarterbacks of all time.
Hey, Grandizer, we're going to get to that in a little bit. Mean, we talking about that in between the lines, man. Hey, Jay Stocks. Let's say this, man. Patrick Mahomes is a damn good quarterback.
The kid is good.
I think would die to have him lead their team and be their guy. But do you think that he needs at least one more before he gets put on the Super? Because even, you know, they went against Tampa and lost that one. If they had the two starting offensive linemen, you can make the argument that that's a different ball game, right? So he's legitimized himself as being one of the best that's going to, you know, to do it, I think. But I'm not putting him there quite yet. Maybe that's just me being a hater. You say I'm a hater, so maybe that's me being a hater.
Well, you know, I don't. I think that Zach Zambai is funny. I think what we got here is people are so ready to crown people as the greatest, the GOATs of their time, right? It's like Coach Denny would say, right? If you want to crown their ass, crown them, right?
But they are who say we are. We let them off the hook.
I think it's too early. I agree. I think it's too early. I think he'll be there eventually,
right?
With the trajectory and just the type of player he is and what he's able to do and his mindset and mentality and persistence and tenacity and all the other words and adjectives you want to put on him. But 5 years of starting play, right? It's just too soon. Now, again, if you look at what he's done in those first 5 years of starting and other players, yes, awesome, fantastic. But you still have to have, as you stated, that Super Bowl loss against Tampa Bay was in part due to the defense, and really was the defense.
Right.
Kansas City's defense failed.
And the O-line injuries. They had two starters on that game, man.
And the O-line. Yeah. And you just can't do that. But I think there were some questionable calls throughout the game that, you know, and that hurt Eric Bieniemy's chances to be a head coach.
win, right? This game or last game, or the one they
as
lost
well as the loss to the Cincinnati. The one they lost in Tampa, and then Cincinnati. Yeah, the Cincinnati game. That's the one that really hurt.
You know what, Jay? The more I think about it, I think Eric Bieniemy is waiting for Andy Reid to step down and see if he is named near, man. He's been off. And think about this. The jobs that were left.
But that's what I've said.
Do you take those? If you EB, and I know we got between the lines and we're going to talk
hell
about
no.
it.
Hell no. Hell no, you don't take those. No.
That part. Absolutely. Those are horrible jobs.
They're so bad. They're so bad.
Yep.
And just to know that the things you would have to do to get the quarterback that you want. I mean, think about it like this. This dude, Eric Bieniemy, has the quarterback of the future.
Right.
Okay. One of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're in a tough conference.
Overrated.
Potentially a tough division, but, you know, not really, right? The Raiders are out. Denver can't get it together. And because Mr. Sierra has now disappointed me beyond belief. And I just don't think the new dude's going to get it for him. Justin Herbert, you already know who his OC is, so I ain't worried.
He said he going to prove he can do what Dak couldn't do in that offense. Okay. Baby, you better recognize.
Okay. All right. We shall see. But I mean, I'm just saying for him to be considered the greatest or one of the greats. No, don't put him there. He's a really great player right now. He's one of the top QBs in the league right now.
Right.
He deserves to be MVP. He deserved the MVP. He deserves that.
I don't know.
Okay. So let's ride out on that for this season. And then let's wait for the next, 5 to 7 years. Because then by that time, that's 10 to 12 years in the league. The league will have changed a little bit. And we'll see how he does with that. And if he gets, I think he'll get at least two more. If he gets two more, is he the greatest? No. But will he be one of the greats? Yes.
What makes you the greatest? No one's getting seven again like Brady, dog. Not happening.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
So, and you know, I don't like that stuff. I don't like the GOAT and the greatest of all time. But no. Do you recall when they tried to crown James Cannon as the next Bears great, Richard Dent, or 49ers great Michael Carter? Still too soon to give Canada his crown. I don't know, man. I don't
Grandizer.
Know. You gotta look at his video package. It's pretty nice.
Grandizer, you're funny, man. And to that we say.
Oh, hell no.
Of course, this is the part of the show, of the podcast, where we talk about things that make us say, oh, hell no, throughout the week. I know what you got coming up. I'm going to let you go first because mine, I need a little bit of time for mine, man.
All right.
So I'm going to let you go ahead and hit yours.
You sound like you got some severity to yours, yeah, bro. So, you know.
Oh, man.
Man, watching the pregame and watching these cats come into the stadium, I just can't take it sometimes no more, man. To what I want to know, what the hell, what the world is going on, man? This is too much. So Juju Smith-Schuster comes looking like a Jodeci boot wearing a Scotman with a kilt.
Black Irishman.
Okay, there. I didn't want Scottish, to say black, yes, Irish. Scottish. I thought Scottish, black Scottishman, whatever. What the hell, man? Really? Okay.
Then, Blottish.
To make things worse, Fletcher Cox looks like an old church lady from my grandmama's church. Look at that. Look at it. He has a blouse on, bro. Fletcher Cox is doing is missing the church lady hat, bro. Do you see this? Jay.
The hats and shoes. The hat and shoes. Yes, Lord. Hey, hey, and man. A fan. You got to have a fan.
Hey, Flag on the play, bro. Blow the whistle. Flag on the play. This has got to stop. Got to stop. That's my old hell no.
I wonder if.
Are my two old hell no's this week?
Yo. I know, man. Old church lady. I don't get it either. Some of these players have stylists. Some of them do. And then the other thing that I wonder about is the girlfriends and slash wives or significant others or their mothers or somebody. Somebody got to say, look.
Right.
Don't do this. This ain't you. This ain't what you want. Jay, it's not the smoke you want.
Jay, you know what I'm doing to my stylist when I see this shit?
What's that, bro?
We fighting, bro.
I'm not.
Ain't no way you bring that in black. Nah, I know you ain't really seen this before, but this blouse look is gonna be fire.
Nah, I just can't imagine. Hey, I'm telling you, Matt, from now on,
I almost lost all respect for this man. And Fletcher Cox, one of my favorite D linemen, dog. He gets after it, but that's why his ass can get no pressure on Mahomes. He was too busy worrying about the collection plate in church.
All right, Jay, my gosh.
We're going to let you get on to yours, bro.
My old hell no for this week. Fans.
Oh, I'm going to let you have a moment right here.
Fans. From booing the man of the year just because you may have a rivalry with the team he plays on, the work the guy did, not just for this year, but throughout his career, you boo this man on international stage, you booing him. To the hating on the way the anthem was played and sung. People hated on that and said it was trash and that it wasn't the way it was meant to be sung. You kidding me? You weren't there when it was written. You don't even understand. People hating on Rihanna. Yeah, we talked about it. Not a great performance, but hey, it is what it is. But then the last play of the game, and Game and I, we talked about that. Listen, I get it. It didn't go your way. I get it. It shouldn't have been called. It should have been called ticky-tacky, whatever. And it's a fact, I have to call this on myself because I texted Game, was like, hey, look at Clark. He's overrunning his position, right? He has outside containment. He's supposed to have outside shoulder, bop, 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 the quarterback push him in. And this is what Game told me because Game played the game professionally. And he said, you know what? Do you know how hard it is to try and tackle a guy and you go on full speed and he spins out and runs the opposite direction? He said, man, you have no idea. You can try and scheme for that. You can try and do all you can in practice. But you, until you see it real time, in real life, you have no idea. And I had to, what? I'm being a real fanatic right now. And that's wrong. Appreciate the game for what it is. Appreciate the fact that this dude, Dak Prescott, did things on his own in the name of the tragedy that happened to his family. Right? Appreciate that. Appreciate the things that are going on. Appreciate the fact that, hey, even though you may have said, hey, it wasn't a hold, which it was, and the player admitted that it was because he did tug his jersey, that's a hold. Whether they call it or not at the time, it's still a play you have to flag. Come on, fans. We can be better. Let's not be that.
Damn.
Say it with your chest then. Say it with your chest. Oh, your own Cowboys fans threw trash on Dax, huh?
Whatever. We can go on. He's
very,
ours.
Very, very well put. It was a little tasteless now. And Matt, I know you on here watching, buddy. Don't get mad at me. I tell everybody. They say, name the worst. Tell me the worst places you ever played in the NFL. I said, Philadelphia and Oakland.
Philly.
And I'm going to say a word. If one of my students hear this, coach didn't say this, them motherfuckers are crazy.
They are. Like, people were hating on Nick Sirianni. I don't like Nick Sirianni at all. But the dude got emotional during the anthem. And they're like, oh, this is why they lost. No, that was a heartfelt anthem. Bro, what are we doing here?
Hey, man, think about this, Jay. This is a game that...
Let's be better.
And this is how I put it. And I've had people try to criticize my career talking about stats. I said, I've accomplished something in my life that you can only dream of. Dream. I've done it. I don't give a damn if it was one play,
right?
Five plays,
right?
5 months, 5 games, 5 years. I did something that people can't do.
Yeah.
Matt Sirianni doesn't know when he can get to that pinnacle of the Super Bowl again. He already talked about his dad being a coach and it being emotional because he was raised in a house of football players and football coaches. And he's able to get there on that stage.
Yeah.
Like him or not, that's a moment for him. That's a moment in his life that we will never be able to replicate or know what it made him feel like. You know what I'm saying? Because as long as I play,
you get it, man.
You don't always get there. And people are like, next time we get back, you don't know if you're going to get back because we're going to talk about something that might hinder Philly here in a little bit. We're going to talk about it when we get to between the lines.
Yeah.
It's not automatic. You don't automatically run it back.
I agree, man.
Ask the Rams.
Yeah. Yo, Turkey, that's probably one of my favoritest, and I know that's not a word, but most favorite renditions of the anthem that I've heard, man. For sure.
You said favorites. I had
to for sure. Yeah. I you know what? And we'll probably talk about this in between the lines, but you'll get there. I have no doubt. Your team is just that good. And it
y'all had a great season. Y'all had a great draft last year. Some of your young pieces awesome didn't even play. Philly's in good shape, man.
Yeah.
They got some free agents. They got the workout. And
they're in good
hands. We're going to talk about that here coming up in between the lines as we go through the offseason. But, you know, they got work to do like a lot of other people. But you're in a good situation because of the pieces you added last year and the draft class that you had last year. Yeah. You're going to be okay if you can get just a couple of pieces back. Anyway, man. Well, we gonna keep running.
That's it.
Keep it on the
court. Hey, man, it's basketball season.
All right. You know.
Actually, we should do between the lines before we do keep it on the court. Can we do that? Yeah, let's do that. Tuesday, time on the cable is killing me.
Oh, my cable won't.
Look, let's just forget that, man. Let's just go. Derek Carr won't accept the trade to the Saints.
You skip.
What's this dude doing?
All right, you good. I got you, man.
I told you that. I said let's just go between the lines so we can, you know, fit because the football season's done.
You right now, you good. I just my trigger finger, I was itching, so I hit the button too fast.
Sorry, I know.
I feel some kind of way right now, Jay, with this thing because Derek Carr is a name that's coming up for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of someone they should pursue. It seemed like he was really going to go to the Saints, man, because he went on a visit. They said things went well. Then once he got back, once the visit was over, he told the Raiders, hey, I'm not accepting a trade to New Orleans. So basically, he's got the Raiders by the gonads right now.
What's going on, man?
You can't hear me? Or see me?
Man, you're like in and out, bro. Yeah. Even Grandizer hit the two question marks. What about all folks on Native American Odyssey's basketball? You know what? I'm gonna put this up and see what y'all say. This is a good question. All the focus on Native American artists these past couple of Super Bowl weeks, and then hearing the Chiefs chant in the stands. #awkward. I don't think it's that awkward. I don't think it's that awkward. Because I don't hear any Native Americans like, hey, you can't be doing our chants, or hey, we don't do that type of chant. So, yeah, you know, I think I'm okay if they're okay with it.
I don't know if you can hear me or not. You said it's weird and I'm lagging, so.
Yeah, you said, oh, now I can. Now I can. Maddie said it is awkward. Names have been changed. Yeah, names have been changed, man. You know, and but again, the chant, I don't think is because they're chiefs, so, and they don't use the old logo, so it's just basically KC.
So what was the old logo before? It was like an Indian with a tomahawk or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was an old logo.
I mean, that's my thing on this.
Yeah.
They're called the Chiefs. I don't think that's as racist as being called the Redskins. That's like having a team called the Blackies or the Caucasians. I think it's a little bit different. To replicate a chant. Yeah, the darkies, whatever. To replicate a chant of your team, I think that just kind of embraces the, you know, the pedantry of being Native American. I don't think it's racist. Like, if it was a African tribe name to a team, and you did like a Shaka Zulu chant, I don't think that's offensive. Am I wrong? Am I tripping?
I'll tell you what's offensive.
Did I say Shaka Zulu?
No, I don't think you're wrong, man. I think that Fly Eagles Fly song is pretty offensive. What about the Eagles? They don't want to have a song named after them. Stupid. Why? And then you have to hear drunk Philly people sing it. That's horrible.
It's cartoonish. I don't know if it's bad. But anyway, let's keep but Derek Carr, man, doesn't want to take the trade to the Saints. I believe he's going to
Yeah,
let's get back on track. I believe he is going to force the Raiders to cut him.
There we go.
Become a free agent and go where he wants to go. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
He's playing hardball.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's already, I think we're already there. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, they've already released him. So,
good.
So, where he lands, I think the question, they've released him. It's official. And you know what? Who cares? Because he's not that dude anymore. I just don't see it. He's not that dude. So, is he though? Is he?
Well, he didn't throw as many.
Cardinals find a coach, Jonathan Gannon. I'm going to move on because I don't like where you're going with that. Coach Gannon, can he work with Kyler Murray?
Stocks, you know, a lot of people said. A lot of people asked the question, why was it taking so long for the Cardinals to find a coach? And then we know Jonathan Gannon's coming over from the Philadelphia Eagles. He was the defensive coordinator over there. I think they had to find they're gonna say, well, the guy we wanted was still coaching, so we couldn't talk to him and hire him beforehand. But I really think that no one wants to coach with Kyler Murray. I don't think that, you know, people are wanting to be in that locker room. I believe from rumors and what I've heard, Kyler Murray has now become a cancer, and people are hesitant to be, what the hell? People are hesitant to be around him because of some of the things he's done, said, or whatever else. And I just think that, Jay, what I was saying while you were going on, if you heard me, I believe Kyler Murray is the reason it was so hard for the Cardinals, to fill this job. Because, and look, they had to go get a defensive-minded coach. I don't think any offensive-minded coach wanted to go in that situation knowing that you just extend the quarterback that they don't really believe in, doesn't like to study film, and has temper tantrums like a 2-year-old.
And he said, and he is small. Might be me, but I don't think it is. Whoa. It's weird. Yo.
Yeah, you right here.
Okay, cool. Yeah, man. I think Kyler Murray is the issue. And I think the management and Kyler issue is the issue. Oh, wow.
All right, I don't know. James Stoggs is having some technical difficulties, looks like, y'all. But, again, that's the whole thing. Arizona Cardinals find a coach in Jonathan Gannon. He's the defense. He was the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is now going out to Arizona to lead the Cardinals and try to see if he can get some of that Philadelphia magic of what they had on defense going out in the desert. We're going to see how it goes. And, you know, I wish them nothing but the best. I'm talking bad about Kyler Murray a little bit right now because there's just a lot of rumors going on about him and who he is and what he brings. I just hate that negative connotation all the time. And hopefully that's not the truth. You know, hopefully Kyler Murray is fine and, you know, they can coexist and that he can get going again. Because at one point in time last year, starting out those first six games, Kyler Murray was the man. He was, you know, praised and loved, well, a year ago, not last season, season before. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, ah, Kyler Murray doesn't study film. Kyler Murray won't do his work. Kyler Murray won't do this. So I just think that, you know, and I heard he lost the locker room, man. I heard that guys in the locker room were just kind of over it. And that's, to me, that's going to be the biggest challenge of Jonathan Gannon. How can he pull this locker room back together?
Yeah, I agree with that. That's going to be a big issue that they have. And just the attitude, you know, that Kyler's going to bring, knowing that his coach is going, I don't know, man. Let's get to the next one. It's funny you put this as Ancy Reed, but I'm going to put Andy Reed, ready to return for another season.
You didn't have to read a typo, bro. You could have just, you know, I was typing fast at work.
You know what? I think it fits, though.
Yeah,
because he can't sit still. He can't sit still, and he has success. So now it's like, look, and we kind of talked about, you know, if Eric Bieniemy steps into that role, and I was actually chatting with some friends, and they said, you know, Eric Bieniemy has to go somewhere else to be a head coach. And I said, no, he's going to be there for when Andy Reid decides to leave. And like, no, he's never going to leave. Andy Reid's never going to leave.
He can't.
I don't think that's the case. I agree. And I think it, because he likes double cheeseburgers, it just ain't going to happen for him. So he can't just stay coaching.
Damn, you hit Andy with a double cheeseburger? Wow.
Bro, like that. I watched all of the post-game interviews and my man Maurice Jones-Drew. And I like him. I loved watching him as a running back, man. He's a thick'em. He's a big boy. So both of them like, yeah, can't wait to go get some hamburgers after this. And it was like, yeah. I'm saying, so he can't. I don't see Andy Reid there for a long time.
I think one more year.
Eric just keep building on his resume.
I think there's a plan in place, Jay, for him to to step down and be
able
to
succeed.
Because Bieniemy's turned down too many jobs and too many opportunities to where first we're like, damn, what kind of dirt they got on Eric Bieniemy? He can't get a job. To where now maybe it's like, man, I'm not going to coach Kyler Murray and I can have Patrick Mahomes fool.
Exactly. That part. So yeah, I'm and that's what I was saying before, man. He'll stay. He's gonna just build his resume, build what he needs to do. And yeah, you know, he did. You're right. And good relationship with Mahomes, and he still has a great relationship with McNabb. He talked about how he still knows people in the Phillies organization. He hasn't been there for a while, but he still has great ties with them. So no, I don't see that happening. He'll help Eric Bieniemy along the way as well.
I got a lot of love for Andy Reid.
We're going to combine these.
I thought Andy Reid was he changed his style of coaching to fit today's NFL player.
Yeah.
To keep himself relevant with younger players and still be able to be that guy with older players. So hats off to Andy Reid for what he's done in Kansas City and to be able to, you know, win two championships there and get things done. And, you know, it is what it is. Andy, come on back. Okay. Don't stay too long. We want Airbnb to get a job.
So the Eagles lose both their OC and DC, right? The offensive coordinator is now the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, and the DC is now the head coach of the Houston Texans. So I get your point, Maddie, where you were saying.
No. Jay Stiles, you just messed up. The DC is the coach of the Arizona Cardinals. D'Amico Ryans is the head coach of the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. D'Amico is. That's what I said.
No, man. D'Amico left San Francisco. So he didn't leave Philadelphia. No, you didn't. But go ahead. You said that the Eagles lost the offensive and defensive coordinator. The defensive coordinator went to be the coach of the Houston Texans. He didn't. D'Amico Ryans came from San Francisco.
Yes. Okay. Oh, my bad. You're right.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
You're right. Anyway. Yeah.
Same way Dak Prescott called plays. We understand. Listen. Go ahead.
Listen. You know what? It's all right. Who's your quarterback? Anyway, who's your quarterback? Yeah.
So I guarantee you my quarterback has less interceptions than Dak Prescott in the last three seasons.
Because your quarterback hasn't played in the last three seasons. That doesn't even – what are we talking about here? Exactly. That's all. But he's been in the league longer than Dak Prescott. That's the funny part.
Really? Our quarterback's not, man.
Anyway,
come on, let's go, man.
You know,
shit.
Listen, let's talk about the Eagles and if they're going to be back. I'd still say they are. I think you still have a head coach that I hate, but he is a good head coach. And Lurie has proven to find talent. And that GM has proven that they have to find talent. So I don't think that they'll have any issues there. And they're going to draft well, and they have a lot of draft picks. So I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, I think they're okay. I think Sirianni will still be able to put a staff together. People are going to play for him.
Yeah.
Although he showed up to his interview like in a $399 Woolworth suit from Family Vacation. They said the man didn't have a suit. And he got judged big time for that because how he looked in his press conference. But he shows that he knows a little bit about the game of football, and he does a good job.
Not by the Philly people.
The Philly people didn't give him hell?
The Philly people love that kind of stuff, man. Oh, yeah.
Well, they don't dress either, man.
What do you need a suit for, huh? You know, you don't play football in a suit.
It's going to be a little – it's going to be tough.
I don't care.
But like I said, y'all get a couple people pieces back in those free agents you have and rework some contracts. Y'all might be bad, but it's hard to repeat. Yeah. Ask the Rams.
That's going to be an ask the Rams. Ask the Bengals. They couldn't even get to it.
Bengals got close.
Last one.
Rams won three games.
But they didn't make it to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Come on, man.
What were your thoughts on the Super Bowl? Was this a good Super Bowl?
I think it was one of the better Super Bowls we've seen in the last couple of years. It was very entertaining. The offenses were good. The team that made the best adjustments ended up winning. Somebody told me, said, big game, man. Whoever has the ball last will win this game. Kansas City had last. They won the game. Mm-hmm. I'm not upset at that Super Bowl at all. I liked every minute of it except for Rihanna's halftime performance. And I like the songs, Rihanna fans. Don't hate me. I just didn't like her walking up and down the aisles looking like she was pregnant, but she is. So,
whatever.
Yeah.
What do you mean, looking like she's pregnant? She was.
That's what I.
I mean, it was good, though.
Yeah.
It was what we wanted. We didn't want a blowout.
Don't
we had two really good teams.
Yep.
We had two great quarterbacks.
Yep.
We had two good defenses. You know, Philly's defense kind of they failed him in the second half. That's really what caused it. You know, and if we put this in perspective, a team has not come back from 10 plus other than the Patriots when they did it to the Falcons. So Right. You know, just the fact that you're like, okay, well, this is over, and they just, you know, they just can't seem to get it done. Mahomes goes down with the injury again, you know, re-aggravates the ankle, but he comes back. It's a great game. It was a really, really good. It was very entertaining, right,
very
until the end, down to the wire.
That's what you want.
And that's what you want.
Yep.
That's what you want. So now that the football season is over, you want to hit the button?
That video is still so far. I got to find a better video.
It's horrible.
You don't get the premium package.
It has been.
And some of these things. All right.
They did break records. First one, Zion.
I mean, don't read
his hurt past all star break
before you go on with the show.
Okay, it has been me up, but the Eagles broke records. Okay, I don't know what that means. Yeah, Hurts killed it. He did kill it. He did, and that's why he was second in MVP race. That's why if he didn't get hurt, he would have been first. He would have won it, but he got hurt, and that's why he lost.
Anyway, hey man. Zion Williams.
But now we're on basketball.
Hurt past all-star break now. Is this the new – is he Greg Oden? Is his career over before it even starts?
He's not Greg Oden, but he's close.
About to blow
because at least he comes back. Man, is that much size on that frame – and I'm telling you this from a shorter man that's got mass, you can't carry that and expect to not be hurt. You can't do that. So either he has to get out of New Orleans because he likes to eat, or the training staff is not good, or this may be it for him. I hate it for him because I think he is a great talent. But I mean, I don't even know how many games he's played. It can't be more than 40, 50 out of what, three seasons he's been in? I think it's three seasons he's been in, three or four seasons.
I thought it was just,
and this 40? Is what to be, I think so.
Yeah.
So, I mean this is to be what is to be expected of him now.
Yeah, we wanted to see the excitement of Zion Williamson playing basketball because of all the high-flying dunks that we saw at Duke and the YouTube sensation he was with all his dunks and plays. And he showed glimpses of being a good young player in the NBA, but he just cannot stay healthy, man. It's hard. It's hard to watch. There's times you...
Yeah, I mean... So I'm just kind of like, all right, well, oh, he's hurt again. Oh, okay. There we go. Oh, he's hurt again.
All right.
You know, I'm just glad he's not on my team.
That part.
Point blank, period. Yeah. Cam Thomas decided that he needed to say some things.
Now, Jay, heard about this whole situation, right?
I kind of heard some bits and pieces of it.
All right, this is my thing. And I don't want to get into this too much because people get so offended so easily. I'm not saying what Cam Thomas said was right at all. Yeah. But he said what he said in a joking manner because a reporter asked Dinwiddie about him and Dorian Finney-Smith coming to the Nets. And Dinwiddie said, yeah, the team wasn't looking too good, so they had to bring some good-looking guys back to Brooklyn because they didn't have enough good-looking guys on the team. So Cam Thomas, in an interview when he was talking to a reporter, he had that 40-plus point night. You know, he had three games in a row where he had over 40 points. He said, hey, and to Dinwiddie and those guys, y'all got to know, we already have some good-looking guys on this team. And he said, no homo after that. And because he said the no homo, he got fined $40,000. Now, I'm not saying what he said was right. Young people walk 40
around G's.
40 G's. Young people say this all the time. Like, hey, man, that guy got some good shoes. Oh, no homo. I mean, that's it. It's, we're in a culture now where you really can't say anything. Like, I don't want to say much now talking about it because I don't want the show to get flagged. But I think it was very, very excessive with this $40,000 fine. And that's why I put it on here for you to talk about it. And I know our viewers, when they go back and watch the show later, how can something like this be rectified to where you find a person? But to me, this is making a statement above and beyond a slip up. And I don't think Cam Thomas was trying to be offensive or talk bad about any certain community.
No.
Taken jokingly for a lot of people that the NBA didn't find funny.
Well, you know, I'm not kind of like you. I'm not going to spend too much time on this other than people are just really oversensitive. And so any reason that they can try to cancel someone, they're going to try and do it, right? They want to be the first to say, oh, this was wrong or they were wrong. And so let's cancel them and whatever. Look, I'm with you. Not saying it was right or wrong, or, you know, he should have said it, shouldn't have said it. In the spirit that it was, hey, you know, there it is. I don't know what the answer is, man. I'm with you. I don't know what to say, what not to say.
Scared to talk about it because you don't want.
Here's a good question.
Yeah, it's just wow.
I ain't got 40 G's, man. I got 40 cents.
I ain't got $40 right now.
I ain't even got 50 cents. Yeah, I got that. Pat Bev. Where's he going to land? What's your thoughts on Pat Bev in the first place?
The moves the Lakers made kind of surprised me a little bit. Necessary moves. You know, they did some things they needed to do. But because Pat Bev has already been waived by, where did he go? It wasn't Minnesota, was it? No, he was Orlando. And Orlando has already waived him, I heard.
Lando.
Yeah,
and they bought him out.
Yeah, they bought him out already.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they bought him out.
I believe someone's going to pick up Patrick Beverley. He has that energy, and I think that, you know, you like him being around on your if he's on your team. He's that guy you don't want to play against, but I think you like playing with him because of what he does. I'm just trying to figure out what's going to be a good fit for him. And I don't know right now.
I just hope he doesn't come to Dallas. I just don't want him here.
That's not going to work. You already got Kyrie, Luka. You don't need that piece. That won't happen. Yeah. Pat Bev's not what you need.
And you got Morrison, so. Yeah.
You need a Mo Bamba, but.
We don't need another goon. Nah. We did. We really did, but we did not. I don't know where he lands, man. I don't know. And especially if Orlando was like, look, we good here. We'll buy you out.
Right.
We good. Which tells me, like, your young teams like Chicago, Memphis, like those teams, Sacramento, they are not looking for those types of that type of player. So I don't know where Pat Bev will end up. I like this question. All-Star Weekend, are you excited? No. I'm not. No. Maybe the dunk contest. Maybe, but other than that, no. I used to get down for the 3-point. I don't anymore because the best 3-pointers shooters don't participate. Your best dunkers usually don't participate. And then in the All-Star game, it's like, you know, 212 to 237. Yeah, so no one plays defense. It's 3-pointers and dunks. And I think they had like a 5-point shot added or something stupid like that. I don't know, man. I have a 4-point shot. I'm just not interested in it.
It's still better than
I don't even know when it is.
Competition. I think it's this weekend because Dallas has their last game before All-Star break tonight.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know. I'd rather watch that than watch the All-Star because I want to see how Kyrie.
I mean, I feel you. I just want to know how you felt about it. I know All-Star Weekend used to be a super exciting weekend, and I just don't think it has the same flair that it used to have at all. You're right.
Like, from the 3-point to the dunk to the All-Star game, like that weekend, like I remember my mother and father would stay in the house that weekend, all three of us, and we would watch it all the way through. Like we were excited for each night. It was Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, I don't know who's in any of the contests, and I don't care. All I care about All-Star Weekend is for it to be over so we can actually see when the season actually starts and we can see where everyone is going to place. I don't care about it. Not at all.
All right.
Don't need it. Like, they can just take a week off, like spring break. That's what they should call it. They should call it NBA Spring Break Weekend. Spring Break Weekend.
He says spring break weekend. Everybody get a break.
Boy, you crazy as hell.
Yeah, everybody get a break. Get a spring break. Great question here. Would you take Russell Westbrook on your team right now?
No. Not on my team. Atlanta Hawks need some help, but Russell Westbrook's not that guy.
Was it Timberland wearing slams? He can even make more threes and say, no, exactly, Turkey. Timberland wearing slams, maybe. And you can like, anyone make
you can like Cole Anthony's dunk last year, tribute to his dad in New York? Come on, man. Rocking the Tim, son. Yo, I robbed the Tim, son. That's my man's B. All right.
Like I stated, I won't be watching it. I'll be doing something else with my life. I don't know. Washing a car or something. I just, I am mad at
you. You know, go pour some water.
Yeah, do you want rest? Well, I don't think you want Russ. I don't think you want Russ on your squad.
I don't know where Russ fits in.
No,
and I didn't check today. I checked yesterday or Monday. He was still contemplating trying to work something out in Utah, but said he would. He told them he would let them know. So I don't know what the. Where Russell Westbrook even is right now. Is he in Salt Lake? Is he going to get bought out? Do you deal with the theatrics of who he is now? Or, you know, how does he make your team better?
He makes your team better because he's a great six man, but he makes your locker room horrible because he is Russell Westbrook. Kendrick Perkins said it right, man. And he played with this guy in Oklahoma City. He said, look, great player, phenomenal player, but a bad teammate. He said, you can't be that guy that's cussing out the coach or questioning the coach and what he's doing in front of everyone else. You're the vet. And if I have a young team, I don't want him around my young team. So... honestly, the best place maybe would be Phoenix, but they have a point guard and they have a good two guard, so there's nowhere else he could go, in my opinion.
Right. Speaking of Phoenix,
you need veteran leadership. Yeah. That's the segue.
Speaking of Phoenix, is a championship or bust in Phoenix?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
You can't have Chris Paul and Booker and KD and Ayton on the same squad and not say, oh, we're going to the finals.
But KD,
if not, it's a failure.
KD don't even stay healthy. That's the whole part that, for me, like, everybody's making it seem like it's automatic that this happens, but KD stays hurt.
Is because everyone wants the KD of the 2019 KD, or whenever he was in Golden State, the last year when they won everything and he was the MVP. That's the KD everyone remembers. No one is thinking about the KD of you know, broken or Achilles tendon, knee, you know, all that stuff that he's had foot. Anybody thinking about Brooklyn Nets KD? They're like, oh no, remember in Golden State? Remember that?
Right. Yeah.
He ain't that dude.
Not that dude.
He's not that dude. He's not that dude. Well, let's go to the part where everyone hates. That's right, folks. It's the part of the cast where you got to pick somebody because it's stupid. one got to go. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and you smash that bell so you know when we come on. And you can also tell Big Game how much you hate this part of the podcast as well. All right. At least Brooklyn has Simmons. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because Vaughn, the coach, is like, I just don't know what to do with him.
Nobody does, man. He doesn't. Nobody. You can't trade him.
No one knows what to do with him.
He goes somewhere else. He ain't going to play. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Maybe we just need to put a one got to go and put Ben Simmons up here by himself.
That hit the shots fired on that. Wow. Okay, yeah. Let's see who we got here. One got to go. Steph Curry, Kyrie, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. Yeah. Right now or in a prime?
Hey, that's them in their prime. Cause look, that's Kyrie in Cleveland. That's Russ in OKC. And yeah, that's Harden in Houston. So in their prime, bro. In their prime.
And that's young Steph.
Yeah, look at that baby Steph face.
Let's see. In their prime.
I know what I would have said. I know who I would get rid of in their prime. You think I'm crazy.
I'm going to say James Harden.
Wow. I did not see that one coming, bro. Him.
It's tough.
You know what I was thinking, Star?
Who?
I say Kyrie in his prime, because early on, you didn't know what he was going to do. LeBron carried everything. He hadn't proven anything yet.
Come on, man.
I like him much. I like him. I like him much more as a player now than I did then.
Uncle Drew?
Yeah.
You don't get rid of Uncle Drew.
Hey, man, he's gonna go back. He gonna go back to the Rucker Park and talk about hold my nuts.
Yes, a Texas guy, Dita. Look, I hate Houston, but Harden to me, just in his prime, and it was a toss-up between Westbrook and Harden. Because to me, those are selfish guys, and they don't make your team better. They don't make your team better.
But James Harden didn't seem like a selfish player back then to me. I don't know. That's hey man. That's my.
But one. He doesn't make your team better.
All right.
He didn't make the team better.
All right.
And neither did Russ. And I may switch that. You know what? I'm going to switch that to Russ. What's the Russ book? There.
You're change a habitual it switcher.
There you go.
All right, man. Let's wrap this up. We ran a little long tonight, dog.
We did, but you know what? Valentine's Day. some people have a top 100. Some have a top 50. Some have a top 25. Some even punk out and have a top 10. But here at Big Game Sports Buzz, we have a top 5. Who's in? Who's out? Tonight, top 5 best sports performances of all time. Hit the button.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
All right, so you know what it is. Top 5 single game performances of all time. This is in lieu of what we saw in the Super Bowl. Two great performances. Yo, Grandizer, my guy, hit us up with something before you go out of here, man. Right? And you have a good week too.
I mean, I think I messed this up.
Game. You always mess up. Wait, really?
No,
you didn't. You didn't.
I put top 5 moments in sports history. So this is what I got for you. All right, number 5, Kobe Bryant's 81-point game back in 2006 against the Toronto Raptors. Kobe went
absolutely crazy. And for him to light it up like he did, man, second highest point total in the NBA game. Got to give it up to my GOAT, Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace. Number four, the New England Patriots coming back from 28-3 down versus Atlanta Falcons. Didn't even give it to one real person. You know, they're talking about Brady's seven championships. Really, the Falcons should have had him at six, and then Seattle should have really had it when Brady only has five. Two of the dumbest, worst performances I've seen by two different teams to cap, you know, things off. But the Patriots right there. All right, number three, Tiger Woods, 1997 Masters, man. Went out there and laid it on the line. Great, 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 powerful performance. And
have a good one. Yeah.
Uh-oh. The graveyard workers. All right, Granddad.
The graveyard.
So Tiger Woods, man, 97 man. Masters. Number two, Hank Aaron, when he breaks Babe Ruth's record. To have the guys run down and to know what things are like in Atlanta, Georgia, just in Georgia itself, but to have people come down around the bases with Hank Aaron, all the death threats and different things that he had to endure, man, what a game by Hank Aaron. I was too young to really know what was going on, but to see my grandfather's face when he used to talk about that made me remember how big of a moment that was. And then Jackie Robinson, just breaking a color barrier. Totally different sport, but if it's not for Jackie Robinson being the man that he is, Big Game James maybe doesn't have the same that opportunity to play in the NFL. So, my top five, Jay.
It's good, man. It's good. It's good. I'm with you, bro. Hey, we're along the same lines, man. Look here. It's funny though. We don't have the same things here. Yeah, Grand Eyes, I'm with you, man. You know what I'm saying? That Will Chamberlain, that's actually one of mine. Will Chamberlain's 100-point game. Never been done. I don't ever see it being done. Like you stated, Kobe was second to it, and it was amazing to watch him see it. One of mine also is the bloody sock, Curt Schilling. When he pitched in that World Series, man. And
that's a good one, Jay.
Bro, that right there was – I mean, they actually put that in the Hall of Fame. So that's a big one for me. Jordan's sick game, scored 55 points, and apparently it was food poisoning. To me, that was one of the greatest sports moments. You're like, wow, that's huge. And yes, he has others, but yeah, that's one for me. Steve Young, 6 touchdowns in the Super Bowl against the Chargers.
Wow.
That's crazy. 6 touchdowns. I'm telling you, man, that's just one for the ages. And my last one, I shot this out because I said, man, this one I know I got to have on my list. There's a lot that I missed. There's a lot that, you know, not on my list. It's on your list. I get that. But Byron Leftwich, broken leg game when he played for Marshall.
Mm.
Right? Against the Akron Zips. I actually rewatched the video. Dude breaks his leg, right? Goes off, comes back on, and then literally carrying him down the field. His linemen are. He throws the ball, and they have the play. They carry him, and he finishes the game on a broken leg. Dude, I don't know what to say about that. That's something else.
Pretty damn impressive list, man. Give it to you, so, I like that.
Hey, man, I tried my best, bro. Love your list. Appreciate y'all coming through, stopping through, hanging with us. Make sure again that you like, subscribe, smash that bell. Right? You can also catch us on Amazon, as well as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Make sure that you come back. Tell somebody, let somebody know. Hey, that we're here. A lot of things are going to be changing, but you always know that we're here for you. I'm Jay Soggs, Buff Nerd. That guy is
Big Game James. Thank you for tuning in. Until next week, y'all be good.
Yeah.
big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like?